Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started to look at the medicine of the Word of God. It's stronger than a medicine. It's better than a medicine, the Word of God. It is all-powerful. And we started to look at the Word of God, but we had to look to see that it is the Word of God, choose to believe it's the Word of God, and choose to believe that that Word spoken will come to pass in my life if I stand in faith and belief and trust. God loves us, so let's pick it up right now and see what He's showing us.
He loves us so much so that He actually took care of the total sin problem. Only God, only Jesus, no other religion can claim a solution to the problem. Only Jesus. Only Jesus, the great I am, the bread of life. Come on. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my provider, the Lord my healer, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord Tekinu is the Lord my righteousness. He is all of those things in my life. And if I don't believe them, I can't operate in them and I can't walk. In fact, I can't even be saved unless I believe that. Amen. Amen. This is word of faith which we preach in this church. And so we give you stuff. So that it's a challenge sometimes. Yes, it's very challenging.
Yes, it is.
I found it a challenge. I still find a lot of times as a challenger. I mean, really, Lord, love my enemies? I mean, come on. But that's God's word. That's a challenge. That can be a major challenge in a person's life. But you don't know what they did. No, but I know what He did. Amen. And so we've got the Word of God can never, ever lead you astray. Ever. And God is always only trying to do good for your life. Only always trying to do good and get you to a place where you can be in His perfect will. Oh, we've got His acceptable will and His other kind of will. It's just good enough, you know, kind of good. But the perfect will of God, He wants us in His perfect plan. For our lives, each and every one of us, God's got a perfect plan for all of our lives. Doesn't matter your age, where you were born, your gender, nothing. He's got a perfect plan for every human being on the planet. But not everyone is walking that plan. They're not doing it. And so the Word of God is so powerful. I don't know if you understand how powerful the Word of God is. The Bible says He sent forth His Word and heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Psalm 107:20. He sent what? His word. What and who is His word? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Tells you in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. You can't give. And He says, my word is forever settled in heaven. My word is even above my name. And there's no greater name than Jesus, but my word is even above that. Come on. So I'm going to make some decisions in my life that may seem illogical to other people, but to me, I'm going to go with what God says. I'm going to throw myself in boots and all. I'm not going to sit on the pier. I'm going to get in. I'm not going to get in ankle deep. I'm diving. I am going to swim. And when you try to tell me there's no water in that pool, I'm going to say, too late. I've been swimming for 10 years and I'm healed. Don't tell me God's not healing today. I'm in the water.
Come on now.
And the Spirit and the presence of God will always lead you the right way. He will never misdirect you, ever. Amen. And so the Word of God is the power of God. Remember the Holy Spirit? He was hovering over the earth and God said, light be, and whoosh. I'm telling you, everything just lit up. Call it a big bang if you want. I don't care what you call it, but it happened. It lit up as the Holy Spirit released dunamis. Whoosh. Imagine galaxies, planets, stars, everything just lit up at His word. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. You want to tell me, can God heal something? When he went to the leper, he said, Lord, I know you can. He knew it. He said, but I don't know if you want to. James 1:17, all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. God is light, John 1:5, God is light only. In him is there no darkness. God is only always good. And until I get that in my spirit, that God is perfect, his righteousness is perfect, his holiness is perfect, he is eternity. He's not in eternity. He is eternity. When I start to understand the power of this God that is my Father, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And that's why it says, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Count it all joy. No matter what trials and tests and tribulations you fall into, count it joy because I've got God. Amen. Come on. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a priest with a kingly anointing, a king with a priestly anointing. I'm peculiar. I'm weird. I'm strange, but I'm blessed and I'm prosperous. And I'm walking in Christ. Amen. We've got to get there. Listen, what you're looking at in the world right now, we are what they spoke about right back there with the days of the apostles, the end times. And the world's not going to end, but the age is going to end. Some people say the world's coming to an end. It's not. The world won't come to an end. It's going to end the age, the church age. We're going to be raptured and then Christ is going to come back with a new Jerusalem. And we're going to reign from Jerusalem. It'll never go to any other nation, but Jerusalem is the Jewish people's promise. I mean, come on, we've got to get some serious stuff in our spirits. I mean, because I'm telling you, with what's coming down the pike right now, you could be in some serious trouble. And the other thing is, we've got to stay hooked up with the Holy Ghost. Get into a position of surrender. Get into a position of worship. Get into a position of adoration. Because I'm telling you now, when this stuff comes, many people are going to fall. Yes. I'm telling you, we better make sure we got our lamps filled and keep filling them. Yes. You don't want to be like the five foolish virgins. There were 10 virgins the Bible talks about waiting for the groom to come. Well, who's the bride? The church is the bride. Yeah. We're the bride. He's the groom. We're waiting for the groom to come. And they were waiting, 10 of them. Five of them had enough oil to see it through to the end, but five of them didn't, and they rushed out to get oil. And when they went to go and get it, too late, he came, the door was closed, they couldn't get back in. So you got to make sure that your lamp is filled and trimmed, and you're living every day like Jesus is coming back that day. Yeah. And so this is the God we serve. He's got this power. Go with me to Mark 11. What are we looking at? God's word is medicine. Okay, watch this now. Mark 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, who does that include? Who does that exclude? Nobody, right? Whosoever is a whosoever. Anyone in this room, anyone in the world, once you're saved, now watch here. I say unto you that whosoever shall say, everyone say, say. Unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, the person's heart who's saying what they're saying, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. he shall have whatsoever he saith. Do you see what God's telling us here? I mean, Lord, you're telling me I can say to a mountain, but I've got to believe it. I can say to sickness, but I've got to believe it. I can speak to disasters, but I've got to believe it. Well, that's what the word seems to be saying. I shouldn't doubt in my heart. Listen, he's talking about the deep recesses of your mind. You've got, that's why it's imperative you can worship God in spirit and in truth. We've got to learn to get the spirit activated so we can fellowship with God spiritually, because that's where you believe. That's how you believe. You can't believe with this logic, because we're not built that way. And faith defies logic. Faith defies logic. That's why when you're battling with symptoms, you say, I'm healed. And the person who doesn't know God says, what are you talking about? I can see sickness. It's logical you're sick. But faith defies logic. So this is a word for healing, but it's a word for prosperity, protection, peace, joy, children being saved. You can use the word of God on anything. Amen. Amen. So, I mean, listen, God demonstrated right in the first chapter, Genesis 1, 9 verses, and God said, light be, boom, and light came. And God said, create the heavens, and boom, it happened. And God said to the trees, and God said to the animals, and 9 times in one chapter, up to the 11th verse, God said, and 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 he's short on vocabulary, I guess. He doesn't know how to say God said once and leave it. No, he said it for our sakes. And he said it 9 times for us to see that's how God created. And God said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. So if God said light be and light came, then I better say light be and light come. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Ooh. No, I'm not making me out to be God, but I'm making me out to be someone with authority that God gave to me. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Now you go in that authority. That means there's no greater authority than heaven and earth. Amen. I mean, really, it's just an amazing thing. And every time God said, God saw. Every time he spoke, he saw the result. And God said, and he saw that it was good. And God said, and he saw it happen. And God said, let us create man in our image and likeness. And he saw it was very good. Only when he created mankind, when we say man, we're talking man and woman, right? Mankind. When he created man, he said, it is very good. Why? Because he was looking at reflections of his own self. Created in his image and his likeness. Now, I'm not saying we're God, just please, okay? But I'm saying I represent God. I am now an ambassador for God Almighty. I'm a priest in the kingdom of God. I've got an anointing. I've got the Holy Ghost. In fact, when God looks at me, he sees Christ. Christ in me, right? Because if he sees me, oh, we got a problem coming. He doesn't. He sees past my faults and my failures and all the nonsense that I do on a daily basis. And you cry out, oh Lord, Paul said, who would help this wretched flesh of mine? Do any of you battle with your flesh? Yeah. Don't put your hands up, because you'll have a hurricane come through you with the wind. Amen. We all battle.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Unleashing God's Wisdom. On any given